Coach, kind of just tell us a little bit about how training camp kind of wrapping up here.
Well, yeah, training camp was exciting. The guys got a lot of information, retained a lot of information. Everybody went hard. Just happy we got through it healthy, and now we'll get to see the results of what we put in.
What's the mood kind of going into game one, starting tomorrow here?
Anxious. Everybody's anxious and excited. You know what I mean? A good anxious. Everybody's, again, we've been beating up each other for a week, and everybody's rearing to get against other people, against the Winnipeg. So, yeah, anxious.
As a coach, what do you hope to get out of these guys in such a short training camp? Because, I mean, they all played basketball around in different places, and now they all kind of get thrown together. And, I mean, there's a lot of new faces here compared to last year. So, as a coach, what do you try to implement?
Again, that's our job as a coaching staff, to provide chemistry, bring chemistry. It's going to take a while to get. It's going to take longer than a week to get. But just putting the base compass of what we want as a team and what we hope to accomplish.
How do you guys hope to play this season? What type of style would you say fans should look out for?
Oh, we're going to be up and down. Again, if you see me on the sideline calling too many plays, then we're doing something wrong. We want to get the ball off the glass and push it, space, so our guys who can push it can drive and our guys who can shoot can shoot. Defensively, we're going to be in our opponent's faces. We're going to be disruptive. We're going to hit first. It's going to be an exciting brand of basketball for our fans and up-tempo play for us.
Has there been any standouts in practice so far or throughout training camp?
Yeah, everybody's brought it on one day or another. Again, I'm really happy with Emmanuel. Emmanuel's been a pleasant surprise. Somebody I wasn't familiar with before camp, but he's come in. Again, there's so many guys with so much versatility, but I think, again, Emmanuel is one of those guys on both sides of the ball that's been more versatile than I expected him to be.
What are you going to kind of bring as your first-time coach here in Saskatchewan? What are you planning to bring, maybe your brand of basketball here for the season for the Rattlers?
Yeah, again, same thing. Again, as a player, that was one of the things that I was really big on was being disruptive on defense, getting out and running. Again, that's that same answer that I gave him, that we're going to be up and down the court at a fast pace. We hope to get the ball over half court within 21 seconds. And again, being disruptive and causing fast breaks.
As someone who's worked in player development for a long time, obviously you were with the Clippers for a while. What's kind of your message to these players here? Like, what do you hope they gain out of the CEBL?
So one of the things that we talked about as a coaching staff coming in before I even met the players was making sure that these guys left better players than they came. Again, their development is important to me. I feel like that's important part of every coaching staff is to make the players better individually. And again, them getting better individually will make us better collectively as a team. I want these guys to go on the 10-month seasons where they can get paid six-figure deals. That's the win for me. Obviously, a championship would be great, but to see individually these guys go on and have great careers and build off the foundation that we try to lay for them is a real win.
What have you made on just the growth of the league here in the last, it's been 5 years now?
Yeah, I mean, I see it. Like CEBL put out a post yesterday talking about one of the things that I saw that stood out to me was there were 10 players with NBA experience, and that's the most ever. Again, this is a league that is serious. You have a host of G League players here in this league, I think like 50 or something like that. As a G League associate head coach, this league was on our radar looking for players. So again, this league is somewhere that is taken seriously now, and players come from all over to play. It's a really good league.